This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is defined in 1 Corinthians 15 as how that Jesus Christ died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day, and according to the scripture. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul said he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It was the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, the Jew first, also to the Greek. And verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for the just shall live by faith. Well, we are here teaching from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. You want to come up? Thank God. And we've been teaching. Well, why don't we read Hebrews 6, 1 and 2? I know I goofed you up, but I'm good at that. Amen.
Chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment.
Amen. We're teaching from Hebrews 6, verse 1, 2, the principles of the doctrine of Christ. We've been talking about repentance from dead works, repentance being the changing of the will, and repentance, repent and believe the gospel. And now we moved on into faith. Faith, the word of God. First repentance, then faith. And we spoke a couple of nights ago about faith. Faith is a spirit. Last night we read, Kathy read, from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And my group that's with me then and myself then took on the communists in our government in America in the high places. Communism, government, pardon me, Khrushchev said little by little he'd feed the Russia or the communists would feed this country socialism a little bit at a time, and then destroy what? Our economy. Is that what he said?
Make it so weak.
Make it weak, yeah.
Right.
And that we, what? Fall in their hands like what?
Overripe fruit.
Overripe fruit. God bless you dumb religious people. You self-righteous people that think you're so cool. You're saved and nothing could happen to you. No. Communism is trying to destroy our country. But it cannot. Matthew 24, Jesus said, in these last days, nation would rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Amen. And the kingdom of communism opposes the body of Christ. No, not you jerks that say you're saved and on your way to heaven, by God. How you escape hell, I don't know. But we read last night, Hebrews 11, as I stated, that we praise God. Tonight, Kathy's going to read from Psalm, what, 149?
149.
Is that where you started?
Whichever one you want.
Oh, you're the reader. I just listen.
Let's start in Psalm 68. Then.
Thank you very much. Amen.
I'm going to start in verse 22 from Psalm 68. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan. I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels.
That's what you see right here in Scripture. The will of God ministered by the Holy Ghost. Now, Psalm 149. Amen.
Psalm 149, praise Amen. Ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Yes, God said, do this in the midst of the congregation and of the people. That's what we're doing. All right? You can sit down if you want. And we're here. All of us are here. And obeying the Holy Ghost. You know, I normally say Spirit of God. But some of you don't know what that means. So I say Holy Ghost. And you don't know what that means either. Amen. But what are we going to do? We're going to execute some punishment upon the heathen. We're going to punish the people. What? By worshiping God. Worship of God, bind your kings, wherever you're at. In America, Obama, bind with chains, and the nobles with fetters of iron. This is what the church is welcome to do what they should do. This is honor of the saints to execute judgment that's been written upon wicked kings, politicians, theologians, all kinds of governors and authorities. This is our honor written by God. So tonight we're after communists in America. Bind you up. Execute punishment upon you. Thank God. You're going to be punished, you communists. You will not rule a Christian nation. What do you say? What are my boys? And we come and we worship God along with Terry Bay. Pre-recorded, Terry's in heaven. Pre-recorded, worship Terry. Amen. Amen.
Make a joyful noise and leave a roar on the earth. Make a loud noise and trust and sing.
I can feel your mighty power and the grace.
Invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas, 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.